Well, this morning found an interesting one. I'm not really sure how to take this. This is on Facebook. Somebody who just came out to their church got excommunicated for it. Of course, this is in Missouri, or no, this is in Kansas, so I guess that kind of does help solidify it a bit. And it's a whole thing saying it was done because he did not acknowledge that he was sinning, and it's he didn't confess, and he basically didn't ask to be forgiven for just being himself. Well, if that's the case, there's a lot of other people in that church that should be excommunicated right now. So, but they do need money to keep it up, so I can see why they're a little pick and choosy. A thing that really struck me, though, is they reference trying to say, oh, we got the power to do this, and it comes straight from Jesus himself saying in John 20. Chapter 20, 20 to 20, 22 to 20. God, that's hard to read. Receive thy Holy Spirit. If you receive the sins, if you forgive the sins of, well, if you receive them too, then it isn't theirs anymore. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they're forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness, it is withheld. And that's kind of, talk about a back door for Jesus, man. He can't be blamed for anything now. If it, and we blame religion for a lot, but honestly, that line right there is saying, you know what? Whatever the world is made, it's all on y'all because I gave you the power because I didn't want to be blamed for it. So that was a nice little sneak, and it's like Thief from 8-Bit Theater. Whenever he'd sign something, there'd be this teeny little dot and say not, which would automatically void the contract. That's some sneaky writing. Just goes to show even 16, well, 1700 years ago. Well, no. No, because it would be so almost 1700 years ago. I don't know. Well, whenever it was written 1700 years ago, that they had some sneaky writing in there. That's something you'd almost expect to find in a contract now. It's the eternal my hands are clean clause, because he's not saying he'll do it, he's saying that you'll do it. You're basically going to create the world that you deserve, and boy, have we. I really wonder, though, I bless this guy for being open. He was open in church. That's not easy, especially down south. So good on him. It was a Lutheran church too. I'm not really, I've known some Lutheran people. I've never really gone to a Lutheran church often. So I don't know how different. It looks like a very nice church. It looks like a very old church. I'll put a link to it. And I probably have to copy that all, don't I? Actually, no, I don't. Open image in new tab. Oh God, now it's even longer. Oh no, there we go. We just cut this part out. And what? Oh fuck, that's right, because it's part of a group. Yeah, my apologies for the 8 mile long web link, but unfortunately, that's how it has to look. So yeah, I just. I really wonder. Now, they, of course, this was a form letter, free and clear. The only thing that was unique on here was the pastor's signature and the fact that they put Scott in the top. You can read this and just know that this is a form letter. They actually have a forlemmer of they have a form letter for people who are excommunicated, which really seems lazy. It is, and I know it's a form letter because of the first topic, of the first paragraph. Yeah, they have two spots that I can look at right now and tell you exactly how they input that. It's very easy. The only thing that gives any idea that it could not be is the fact that, well, no, actually, yeah, the vote, because it says at our voters meeting this past Sunday. Well, fuck, of course it's Sunday. Everything at church is on Sunday, so we can't have that. So the only two things are the Pastor Philip Pope's signature and Scott's name at the top. And that is it. All of this is complete form letter. That is lazy. But here's the other thing that's a tipping point. They have excommunicated you. They did not do so without thought. They did so because of the sin you have committed, not because of the sin you have committed, but because you refuse to acknowledge your sins as sins, confess them, receive forgiveness, and ask for the aid of his spirit to struggle against him. They can't even say which sin. I mean, if you're going to vote somebody out of a church, I didn't know you could vote them out. I guess that's kind of weird as it is. How do you. Now, granted, I'm not religious at all. But I really don't understand who votes at something like that. This is a church, so being bluntly honest, it runs on fundraising. Do the top funders vote? Do the oldest people vote? Is this like a meeting of your peers? So do the people who are gay but in the closet or gay or who have accepted God's healing power, I guess, be the ones that vote you. How does that work? You're voted out of a church, which is a place you go to, I almost said openly. Ah, shit, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a place you go without commitment, and that's the long way of saying what I'm trying to think of. But basically, you do it of your own free will. There is nothing. You could be the Holy Father himself. You know what? If you are getting put off by church and just one day you don't want to go, God's not going to strike you dead for not going. I would imagine God would want people who to go to church who want to be there. If you're not feeling well, if something is inside of you that just when the thought of it to go, you just can't do it, then don't go. It's a complete voluntary, that's what I was thinking. It's a complete voluntary thing to go to church. You don't have to go to church to be religious. You just have to be to admit that you like being around other religious people. There's nothing in the Bible saying that to be a healthy religious person, you have to sit in this building dressed around people who wear clothes they only wear once a week. Sorry. That's one of the reasons I stopped going is because I stopped wearing my Sunday go to meet and stuff. I was just wearing normal shit. After that, it's like, well, okay, so there's the first one done. I'm not taking part in the weekly clothes comparing contest. So what else can I vote out? Well, not really a big fan of the scripture because they never change. They have the same set of scriptures, they just alternate them around during the year as to when they say them. There's a lot of things you never hear. So, okay, I'll take out the first and second testament because I really didn't understand most of the first and second reading. Never really understood them anyway. And I took out the gospel and I took out communion and basically I was going to listen to the sermon because that is the one true unique thing to every service is the sermon. That is the pastor's point of view on what you talked about today. That I like. I would listen to any sermon because that is from the heart or from the mind of the pastor at that time. That's the truest thing you'll ever have in a church. Anyway, rambling again, as I tend to do. Yeah, that's just kind of. I'm sorry, if you're going to do something like that, at least have the decency to write a full letter. This form letter bullshit has got to stop.